بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. So far we have seen that التوحيد, it means to single out Allah alone, سبحانه وتعالى, for that which is specific to Him in His Lordship, in His الربوبية, in His actions, that He is the creator and the provider and the sustainer and the one who has given everything its shape and its form alone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who does these affairs alone, and He has no partners or no helpers in this issue. And likewise, all of His creation that He has brought into existence and that He has created and shaped and formed and that He is providing for, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, it all belongs to Him. It all belongs to Him, and He has authority and He has the command over His creation, and nothing happens in His creation except for with His will and permission. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. And also we see that Allah Azza wa Jal, He is disposing of the affairs of His creation in the most beautiful and best manner. And the most beautiful and in the best manner. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise we have seen that Allah, He has the most beautiful names and attributes of perfection with no deficiency whatsoever. And no one shares with Him in this. And this is at Tawheed, and that is to single out Allah alone for these affairs. To single out Allah alone for Ar-Rububiyyah and the Lordship. And to single out Allah alone in His beautiful names and attributes of perfection. And that He has a life that is perfect and He is in need of nothing. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is alive and He never dies. And this type of at-tawheed is called at-tawheed al-ilmi. And what is intended from this tawheed is for us to know Allah. At-tawheed al-ilmi, the knowledge-based tawheed, so that we may know Allah, that we know Him by His actions, and also know Him by His beautiful names and His attributes of perfection, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because whenever we learn about Allah, then we will love Him, and we will fear Him, and we will obey Him, and we will single Him out alone for worship, and we will see His great right to be worshipped alone, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we will realize that everything that's worshipped besides Him is falsehood and not worthy of worship, because it is a creation from the creation, and it is provided, and it needs provision. So therefore, it is in need of Allah, who is the creator of all creation and the one who provides the provision, Subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So therefore, we will not worship the creation, and we will not hope in the creation, and we will not fear the creation. Rather, we will worship the creator, and we will fear the creator, and we will hope for the reward and the protection and the safety and the goodness of this life and the hereafter from the creator, from Allah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we have been discussing. This issue here is called At-Tawheed Al-Ilmi. And the intent from that is to realize and to actualize that, and to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His rights. And to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His rights to be worshipped alone with love and sincerity and humility and humbleness and with trust and reliance and sincere faith and devotion and surrender and servitude with magnification and honor and reverence, and with hope and with fear, and with hope and with fear. So this issue here is called At-Tawheed Al-Amali. At-Tawheed Al-Amali, to apply the Tawheed and to work by way of the Tawheed and to act according to what that Tawheed requires, and to act according to what that Tawheed requires and necessitates. This is called At-Tawheed Al-Amali, the application of At-Tawheed. And it's also known as At-Tawheed Al-Uluhiyya, the Tawheed of Divinity. Also, it is known as Tawheed Al-Ibadah, the Tawheed of Worship. The Tawheed of Worship. And this is the whole goal and the aim and the intent from understanding At-Tawheed Al-Ilmi, and from understanding Ar-Rububiyya, and from understanding Al-Asma wa Sifat, is to single out Allah alone with worship and to worship Him alone, beginning with the worship of the heart and complying along with that the worship of the body parts. The worship of the body parts. So then if somebody were to say to you, At-tawheed, it means to make something one, meaning in the linguistic meaning. But in the legislative meaning, at-tawheed, it has two major parts. What are they? What are the two major parts of at-tawheed in order to understand what is intended by at-tawheed? At-tawheed al-ilmi and at-tawheed al-amali. At-tawheedu al-ilmi wa at-tawheedu al-amali. At-tawheedu al-ilmi, what does that mean in English? That means the knowledge-based tawheed. At-tawheed al-ilmi, it means the knowledge-based tawheed, meaning that this tawheed, what is intended from us studying this aspect of tawheed, is to learn about Allah, is to know about Allah. And this means that we learn about His Lordship, His Rububiyyah. We have seen that affair. And this likewise means that we learn about His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection. Al-Asma' al-Husna wa Sifat al-Uliya. And what is intended from this is to know Allah, and to know His greatness, and to know His majesty, and to know His right to be worshipped alone, and to fulfill that in the next aspect of At-Tawheed, which is At-Tawheed Al-Amali, the application of At-Tawheed, meaning to worship Allah alone. So if somebody sees that everything in this life is created and is from creation and it is in need of Allah for its very existence, then they will realize that anything that's from creation is not worthy of worship because it's in need of Allah. It's in need of Allah. So they won't worship the creation, rather they'll worship Allah. And if they realize that Allah, He has the most beautiful names and attributes, and He has the perfect life, and He is alive and He never dies, and He feeds and He's not fed, and He does not get sleepy or tired, and He is the one who brings good to the people, and He is the one who sends the rain from the sky, and He is the one who's causing your feet to grow, and He is the one who's providing you with good food and good health and good wealth, and He is the one who is helping you throughout your day and keeping you safe, and He is the one whenever you're hungry or whenever you're in need or whenever you're scared, if you call on Him, He protects you and He helps you, and whenever you're sick, you call on Him and He cures you alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see these affairs, then you worship Him and you love Him, and you do not worship anybody else, and you do not worship anybody else. So therefore, whenever one prays, for example, he will not pray for their parents, or he will not pray for some worldly affair, or he will not pray to a stone or to a rock, or he will not pray to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or he will not pray to Jibreel, or he will not pray to Jesus Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. He will not pray showing off, hoping to get some reward or some toys or some candy or some sweets, praying for this reason. Waliyadu billah, la, prayer is for Allah. So he'll pray for Allah. And then if he gets some sweets and some toys, he knows that's from Allah. And if he gets some good things, alhamdulillah, and the people like him and they're happy because he's a good worshipper and good Muslim, that's a favor from Allah. But his reason why he worships is for Allah, because Allah, He has a rububiyyah, and Allah, He has al-isma' wa-sifat. So He is the one who's worthy of worship, and anything that's worshipped besides Him is falsehood and not even worthy of worship. Is falsehood and not even worthy of worship. So by studying this first aspect of Tawheed, we realize La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Can you say that? Huh? La ilaha illallah. MashaAllah. What does that mean? That there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Only Allah is worthy of worship. So this is the reality of At-Tawheed Al-Amali, the application of At-Tawheed. So now that we know that Allah is worthy of worship, and everything that's worshipped besides Him is not worthy of worship because they don't create anything, and they don't provide for anything, and they don't have a life that is perfect, and they all have a beginning and an ending, and everything is from Allah, and He's the one who shaped them and formed them. So these things are from creation and not worthy of worship. Then we will realize that we should only worship Allah, and now we should strive to purify our intention and all of our actions of worship for Allah alone. And this is At-Tawheed Al-Amali. At-Tawheed Al-Amali. And also it is called Tawheed Al-Uluhiyyah. Tawheed Al-Uluhiyyah. And also it is known as Tawheed al-Ibadah. Tawheed al-Ibadah, because this is what is intended from that. Allah, He is al-Ilahu al-Haqq, from His beautiful names and attributes, that He is the true God, and He is the one who has divinity and the attributes of perfection alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He has no faults or no defects whatsoever, not in His life, and not in His knowledge, and not in His wisdom, and not in His power, and not in His ability, not in any of His attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether He is a perfect, whether He is perfect, subhanallah. Subhanallah, He is perfect in His life, and His knowledge, and His power. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, He is the one who is the true God that is worthy of worship. La ilaha illallah. Illallah. And this is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. And what is required from the servants is Tawheed al-Ibadah, to make the worship, all of it, for Allah. To make the worship, all of it, for Allah alone and nobody else. To make the worship, all of it, for Allah alone and nobody else. So if we study and we learn about al-Isnam, and we find out that this action here is an action of worship, it must be for Allah alone. Any action of worship that we learn about, like Salah and Az-Zakah, like As-Sawm and like Al-Hajj, praying and giving charity, and fasting, and making the pilgrimage to Mecca, and seeking knowledge, and reciting the Quran, and making the adhkar in the morning and in the evening, and learning and studying and reviewing and teaching and learning about manners and studying about al-adab al-shar'iyya and learning about the biography and the seerah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of this is ibadah. All of this is different types of ibadah. Loving Allah Azza wa Jal and hoping and trusting in Allah and making dua and calling on Him, and also making the slaughtering for the nusuk on the days of Al-Adha and the likes. All of this is ibadah, and it has to be for the sake of Allah and nobody else. Nobody else. Not for the angels, not for the prophets, not for the idols, not for the stones, not for the false gods, not for the graves, not for the awliya and the likes like this, not for showing off, not for wanting to be seen or to be heard, not so somebody that will like you or praise you or give you some money or likes like this. You don't do it for that reason, because it's ibadah. It has to be for Allah. Allah, He has a rububiyyah. Allah, He has al-asma'i wa sifat. Allah, He is the one who has the dominion in His hands alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the one who can help you. And if He does not help you, then no one can help you. The command is in His hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, la ilaha illallah. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. So the purpose of a tawheed al-ilmi is to realize and to actualize. To realize and to actualize, and to act upon and to do. To act upon and to do, to perform. At-tawheed al-amali. To worship Allah alone. To make all acts of worship. Ifradu Allahi bil-ibadah. Ifradu Allahi bil-ibadah. This is what we want to learn. To make all actions of worship for Allah alone and nobody else. This is the definition of tawheed al-ibadah. Tawheed al-uluhiyyah. التوحيد التوحيد العملي هو إفراد الله بالعبادة إفراد الله بالعبادة to single out Allah alone for all actions of worship, meaning to make all acts of worship for Allah alone and nobody else. To make Allah, the actions of worship for Allah alone and nobody else. So that means if somebody's going to make salah, what is he? How does he have to make tawheed? How can he make tawheed al-ibadah in his salah? He wants to make, he has to have tawheed al-ibadah in his salah. His salah is ibadah. He has to make the salah for Allah alone. So what does he do? Go make wudu, and then he'll make wudu really good, and then he will go and he'll look for his mother and father and see whenever, if his mother and father is in this room, he'll go in the same room so he can pray, so his mom can watch him praying. He's praying, he's making salah. Salah is ibadah. So does he like want, whenever he prays, does he want his mom to see him? He's praying in his heart, is like, watching me. I hope my mama's watching me. If my mama's watching me, maybe she's gonna give me some good stuff. If my dad is watching me, my dad told me if I pray, I'm good. He's gonna give me this and give me that, and he's gonna do this and he's gonna do that. So he's gonna go pray and he's gonna look around. Where's my mom and dad? Allahu Akbar. Is that tawheed al-ibadah? What's that called? Do you know what that's called? That's called riya. That's called showing off. That's called showing off. That's not good. That's bad. That's bad. That's not good. That's bad. We can't pray for the people to see us. We can't pray for the people to see us. We have to pray for Allah alone. If the people see us and they say some good things about us, alhamdulillah, no problem. But the problem is whenever the person's heart, he does actions of worship, like salat, for example, and his heart is thinking about the people and hoping the people are seeing him and watching him, and he wants them to say something good about him for his prayer, for his salat. Do you understand that? This is called riyah. This is no good. This is opposite. This opposite. We have to make tawheed al-ibadah. We have to make tawheed al-ibadah. Make all of the worship for Allah alone. So that means the actions that we perform, they have to be done properly. And also the heart has to be hoping for the reward from Allah and nobody else. The heart, he prays for Allah, not for the people. He hopes for the reward from Allah, not for the people. If he's learning and reciting the Quran, for example, he will not beautify his voice and make the recitation so proper and perfect and master the makhraj and all of the different sifat and al-haqq, making the qalqala really good and the likes qad, and making the sound really proper and the best that he can do and reciting in a beautiful manner, and at the whole time he's just hoping that the people say, oh, look at that reciter. Look at that reciter, man, they recite so good. That young boy, he can recite so good. That young girl, listen to her recitation. Oh, she pronounces the word so properly. And that's what she hopes for, or he hopes for when he's reciting the Quran. This is bad. This is bad. Why is this bad? Because he's showing off. Because reciting the Quran is worship. Reciting the Quran is ibadah. We have to make tawheed al-ibadah. We have to make tawheed al-ibadah. We have to make the ibadah for Allah alone. So a person, yes, he will beautify his voice. A person, yes, he will learn how to recite the Quran in the best manner. And he will strive to do that, hoping for the reward from Allah, not from the people. Then if the people said some good things about him, this will not harm him. This is okay. Alhamdulillah. The people say good things about good people. Alhamdulillah. But the person's heart is not hoping for the people to hear him or to see him. Because this is bad. This is bad because this is the worship. And this is what we're tested with and tried with in this life. And Shaitan, he tried to call us to show off in our worship and to show off in different types of ibadah. And we have to fight Shaitan from this and say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. These people are from the creation of Allah. And they can't even help me if Allah doesn't allow them to help me. They can't even do anything for me if Allah doesn't allow them. So they're under the command of Allah like me. And they're creation from the creation of Allah like me. And they are under the decree of Allah like me. And they're provided for from Allah like me. So how can I hope in them and think that I'm going to get their reward for them or get something from them without the permission of Allah? Even if somebody helps us or does some good for us, this is all from the permission of Allah and the decree of Allah. And in reality, it is Allah who has guided them to us to do good. So therefore, a believer, he will not attach his heart to the creation. He will attach his heart to Allah. This is Tawheed. This is Tawheed. The one who learns about Tawheed al-Rububiyyah and the beautiful names and attributes of Allah, he will attach his heart to Allah and hope for Allah and trust in Allah and rely in Allah. And then whenever he starts to do some actions of worship, he does them for Allah and nobody else. He does them for Allah and nobody else. I hope that you understand that. I hope that you understand that. May Allah grant you a good understanding that the actions of worship, they have to be done with hope and fear and love of Allah. And love of Allah. That's why we pray. That's why we seek knowledge. That's why we fast. Some people fast and they don't even know why they're fasting. Some people, they're praying and they're going up and down, Allahu Akbar, and they're bumping their head, bing, bong, bong, bong. They're moving on like this and they don't even know what they're doing. If you ask them what they just recited, they say, I don't know what I recited. You say, what did the Imam recite today in Fajr? Oh, the Imam recited Fajr today? Oh, astaghfirullah. He doesn't even know. He comes to the prayer heedless. Without hope and without love, without veneration, this is not nice. This is not good. Other people, they forgot because they're just showing off and they want to be seen. They want to be seen. If somebody's watching them, they recite Surah Al-Baqarah. And if nobody's watching them, they recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad as fast as possible. Huh? Is it okay to recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad in Salat? perfectly fine, from the best chapters for the children to recite in Salah. Alhamdulillah, no blame in that. But if they're doing that, like when they're by themselves, they're like, they finish their prayer so fast. But if somebody's watching them, they're like, Allahu Akbar, and they're really slow, and they pray really good. Why are they praying good? Because the people see them. Lad, that's not nice. That's not nice. So there's no blame in reciting Baqarah if somebody's praying by himself, or reciting Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Either way, it's all good. Alhamdulillah, so long as the person, he recites for Allah and not for the people. The point is here, that is, if a person's by himself, he does the ibadah bad. He hurries up, he moves to it so fast that he's done. And let me just get this out of here. I'm going to get finished with this so I can go play. But then if somebody's watching them, they're like, you know, really good. Like, mashallah, look at my prayer. I know how to make ruku. Look at my back. When I go in my sujood, watch my arms go really to the side. And I know the sunnah. I know the sunnah. You see that sunnah? Like that. Allahu al-musta'an. Allah, we laugh about that, but shaitan, he comes to you. Shaitan, he will come to you, especially if you start reaching the age of puberty. Especially if you start reaching the age of puberty, now that place of where shaitan comes in the hearts of the people starts becoming very apparent. And he starts trying different games and likes like this. And from the greatest tricks that he will try to do is to corrupt the intention of the worshiper. So you have to be careful and watch out. And you have to remember at-tawheed, at-tawheed, al-ilmi. And then you will be able to actualize and do and perform really good, inshallah, at-tawheed al-amali, and make the worship for Allah alone. So we have, inshallah, another class or two about this issue here, al-ibadah. In our class next week, inshallah, we discuss some affairs related to ibadah and worship. And then, inshallah, we're going to go to the great topic and study the names of Allah Azza wa Jal one by one, and learn about our Lord, our Rabb, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, bi-ithnihi. And we ask Allah to grant us all success and to give us a good intention and to protect us from the whispers of shaitan and to rectify our manners and our conduct and to guide us and to guide our hearts and to direct us to that which is good and to protect us from all evils. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.